This is Resonance 104.4 FM, and now we have our new children's programme, Yummy Mummy Schoolroom. This week they're showing you how to make tie-dye t-shirts, and we're quite confident that absolutely nothing will go wrong. Unless...
Another opportunity for me, Mr. Thomas Weather Baxter, to practice the delectable act of sabotage. Now, with my... arts and crafts knowledge serves me well. One needs a candle to wax the t-shirt prior to tie-dyeing. Now, if I were to substitute the candle for a solitary stick of dynamite, Yummy Mummy would literally be tie-dyeing. Now, I'll just take this matchstalk and ignite the fuse. And secrete the evil non-candle in the conveniently dynamite candle-shaped pocket on the left arm of the T-shirt. Gently does it. What's that? Oh dear. Yummy Mummy's here. I'd better slip off.
Hello to you all, and welcome once again to the Yummy Mummy School Run, a program for children of all ages and maybe some adults too, if they promise to behave themselves and eat all their greens. Stay tuned for the next 15 minutes of music, stories, and activities you can try at home for yourself. Today, we're going to show you how to give your wardrobe a new lease of life and make a bit of a mess in the process. For example, I bet some of you are wondering why I'm sitting here surrounded by a large pile of old t-shirts, some candles, and a bucket. You might also have noticed that this blazer I'm wearing is coloured a bright shade of purpley-orange. All of this will be explained in just a moment. But first, a little music. Do you ever find yourself getting the days of the week confused? I know I do. I used to think Tuesday was 4 weeks long. But help is at hand in the shape of Roosevelt Franklin. Here he presents his guide to the days of the week. Listen closely.
It was early Monday morning, I was on my way to school.
Monday morning.
It was early Monday morning, I was on my way to school.
Monday morning.
I went to study my lesson so I would be nobody's fool. See what I mean? Now that's Monday, that starts everything. This is the Roosevelt Franklin, that was Monday, that's the beginning. Woke up Tuesday, ate my grits and eggs.
Tuesday morning.
I woke up Tuesday morning and I ate my grits and eggs.
Tuesday morning.
Put shoes on my feet, but first I put socks on my legs. See, you have to understand what I'm doing here. This is the week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, in school every day.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
I was in school every day.
Wednesday,
I go 5 times a week. I get 5 times smarter that way. See that? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I got everything except the weekend. And when I get to that, that's gonna be like this. Saturday, Sunday, Roosevelt Franklin can play.
Saturday, Sunday.
I said Saturday and Sunday, Roosevelt Franklin can play.
Saturday, Sunday.
Because I know the names of each and every day. Don't I? I know Monday. I also know Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And I know Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yes, I know Thursday. See?
Thursday.
And I know Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, I know Saturday.
Saturday.
And
no Sunday.
Sunday.
That's right. Because I'm Roosevelt Franklin.
Roosevelt Franklin.
My name is Roosevelt Franklin.
Days of the week. I'm
Roosevelt Franklin.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. This week, we're revolutionising your wardrobe. Sarah Weldon and Joanna Vesti are here to guide you for a huge selection of creative activities, with just a little help from their own children, Polly and Jago. You can find their wonderful book, Make, Bake and Celebrate, in all good bookshops. Amazon, that's the online store, not the jungle, or by visiting their website at thefreewsdotpollyandjago.com. Or if you're lucky, you could even win one in our exciting competition coming up in just a moment.
So one of the things that we've really enjoyed making most of all is tie-dyeing t-shirts and other pieces of clothing and material. You can get loads and loads of really good fun out of tie-dyeing a big sheet to make a tent out of, or making yourself your own pirate t-shirt.
To make these tie-dye t-shirts, you will need a plain white t-shirt or any other bits, you know, some plain white pyjamas or a pillowcase, one wax candle, a couple of corks and a ball of string, and a cold colour dye.
You got that in the supermarket, didn't you?
Yeah, any supermarket or hardware shop, and then a bucket of cold water.
We've made ourselves some skull and crossbones t-shirts with some great big cork swirls on there as well. So what you need to do is to start off by laying the t-shirt that you're going to use flat and light your candle. When the candle starts to get a bit melty, dribble the wax onto the t-shirt and push it around a bit with a stick or a pencil top until you can start making your design using the hot wax. But leave that to dry first. So we put our skull and crossbones in the front of the t-shirt. And then around the edge of that, we took three corks and we scrunched the t-shirt around the corks and tied the t-shirt really tightly with some string so that when we plunge our t-shirts into the dye, the actual dye can't get to where the string and the corks are. And when you open them out again, you get these really amazing circle designs that look a bit like some kind of light reflection.
We got a bucket and in it we mixed all the dye. I think the best thing to do is actually just follow the directions that are on the certain type of dye that you find. And when that's all mixed up, you plunge in the t-shirts. You give it a good stir around and you start letting all the liquid filter through so all the colour starts taking to the fabric. And then you leave it for 24 hours.
Yeah, we left it to soak for ages, didn't we? So the colour got really, really bright. So the longer the better, really.
And then afterwards, we took the t-shirt out of the dye and just slowly untied the string that was in the middle of the corks and the kind of bunches that we had. And then suddenly you have this great jazzy design in front of you.
So the other thing, of course, which is brilliant, is the dye doesn't soak into where the wax is. So your skull and crossbones is still completely just the same colour that the t-shirt was when you first started. And the best way we found is either take a knife to the t-shirt, like a butter knife, and just scrape at the wax until it starts to crumble off. But if you've got grown-up help around, you can use the iron and some newspaper. Put the t-shirt flat on the ironing board and then put some newspaper over the top. Let the iron get quite hot and just put the iron on top of the newspaper, which melts the wax, and then the wax soaks into the paper, which you can just lift off the top of your t-shirt. It's just a really, really good fun way of spending our afternoon. We watched them dry on the line for ages. Polly had a purple one, Jago had a blue one, and then we had some orange, yellow and red ones for all of their friends as well. One thing that you do need to remember is before you put your t-shirts on after you've dyed them is they need a wash. We didn't wash Polly and Jago's and they became a bit blue and a bit purple, which was quite funny for a while, but it did last for a few days. So just remember that bit as well.
Yummy mummy school bang!
Yummy mummy school.
So there you have it. And I don't mind telling you that this week I've been tie-dyeing everything. I even tried tie-dyeing my cat, which actually proved to be a mistake. That website again is thefreewsdotpollyandjago.com. Polly and Jago, all one word, spelt P-O-L-L-Y, and then Jago spelt J-A-G-O. So that's thefreewsdotpollyandjago.com. pollyandjago.com. And now it's competition time. Answer the following question correctly, and a copy of Make, Bake and Celebrate could be yours. Here's the question. What item of clothing was Sarah and Joe tie-dyeing? Was it A, a T-shirt, B, a suit of armour, or C, a pair of pants? Email your answer to yummymummyschoolrun@gmail.com. And good luck.
You're listening to the Yummy Mummy School Run on Resonance 104.4
FM.
Side of the window, chewing bubble gum and blowing big bubbles, getting rid of all of my troubles, watching the tadpoles, glubber glubber in the bottle. Soap bubbles get my jeans up high, bubble gum kinda keeps my heart from getting heavy and crying.
Yeah, bubble gum kinda keeps my heart from getting heavy and crying. My pa are arguing again.
Today I lost my best friend.
The kid has a little cold.
Grandma is getting old.
My tummy has a little pain. When does Jesus come again?
Blowing bubbles out of the window, chewing bubble gum and blowing big bubbles, getting rid of all of my troubles, watching the tadpoles, glubber glubber in the puddles.
Soap bubbles
keep
my dreams up high.
Bubble gum kinda keeps my heart from getting heavy and crying. Blowing bubbles out of the window, chewing bubble gum and blowing big bubbles, getting rid of all of my troubles, watching the tadpoles, glubber glubber in the puddles. Soap bubbles getting my dreams up high.
Okay, good.
So are we on?
Good. Yeah, we're on.
Are we on Resonance?
You are.
Are we on the Yummy Mummy Show?
The Yummy Mummy School.
Yummy Mummy School Run.
Come.
Excuse me, Mr. Weaver Baxter. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. I brought you a present.
If there's anything I hate more than finding animals in my home, talking dogs, the two times table, and tie-dyeing T-shirts, it's you and children. Now get out, you're fired.
Oh, right. We'll see you next week, then. Bong Nark.
A present. A tie-dye T-shirt with a conveniently dynamite candle-shaped pocket. Oh, dear. Curse you, Yummy Mummy! Curse you!
It's the Yummy Mummy School Run. It's lots and lots and lots of fun. Turn on the radio, everyone. It's the Yummy Yummy School Run. 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 Eat your tea, fill your tum. Please be nice to your dear mum. School is over, don't be glum. It's the Yummy Mummy School Run. Yummy Mummy School Run. Yummy Mummy School Run. Yummy Mummy School Run. Yummy Mummy School Run.
Yummy Mummy School Run. Yummy Mummy School Run. Mummy Mummy School Run.
It's the Yummy Yummy School Run. It's lots and lots and lots of fun. Turn on the radio, everyone. It's the Yummy Yummy School Run. Eat your tea, fill your tum. Please be nice to your dear mum. School is over, don't be glum. It's the Yummy Mummy School Run.
It's the Yummy Mummy School Run. Yummy Mummy